This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Crooks who want to steal your identity are getting more savvy. A new report just released this morning shows those scammers are finding new ways to ensnare unsuspecting victims. Eva Velasquez is president and CEO of the Identity Theft Resource Center, which just released its annual Trends in Identity report.
This report is based on all of the victims that contacted us in 2023 and what their experience was. How exactly did they come to this identity issue? And the key takeaways that we're looking at is, boy, the thieves are getting better. They are getting so much better at sounding legitimate in their incoming communication to unsuspecting consumers. And we think this is likely due to generative AI, just making the hook in a phishing email, on a phone call, in a text, look so much more legitimate. We're also seeing that victims are facing much more severe types of identity misuse with more severe consequences. And that's things like being victimized multiple times in different industries. The financial impact is often greater, whereas we used to see dollar losses, if they were over $10,000 or $20,000, it would take our breath away. And now we're definitely seeing six-figure, sometimes seven-figure losses to victims. And the third key takeaway that we have is that it's really important for people to know that with the state of data breaches and with how our data is being compromised, these thieves already have enough information about you to pretend to be you and open new lines of credit and other types of accounts in your name.
So when you, as you're going over that, and as you were going over that money figure, that is just staggering. So if these thieves already have some of our information, you know, before we get into some of the other numbers, let's just hit on maybe two or three core things that you would tell any of us to do to try to protect ourselves.
Well, the reality is we're seeing those big dollar losses stemming out of self-compromise and authorized payments. And so this is where people think they are talking to someone other than who they're actually talking to. I guess a better way to put that is there's an unsolicited, uninitiated incoming communication. It's whether it's by email, by telephone, by text message, could even be a message on social media, direct a DM on social media, and they believe that they are talking to someone else. So they will then provide things like financial information, access to their credit cards or bank accounts. They may even send money because they think they are helping a friend. They think they are in a romantic relationship with this person. They think they are investing in a legitimate business. So they're sending this money, and that's where we're seeing the really big dollar losses.
I note that overall reports of scams did go down in 2023, but there was one of those types of scams that it looks like you've seen a big jump in, that, and that is job scams. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, it's really disappointing to us that this is where the thieves have migrated to, because it's such a confusing space right now. So we are definitely seeing a lot more people coming to us reporting that they were a victim of a job scam. These scams have become so sophisticated. They truly look like legitimate job postings, to the point where the bad actors have done their homework, and they will use the names of real employees at the company. They will use the logo and the language, the way that this company speaks publicly. And we believe this is likely due to generative AI helping them to hone their craft. And when you layer on that remote work has made the way that we hire and recruit people very different than it's been. 5 years ago, we had a really different landscape for recruitment and hiring. So people are unsure, how does this process really work? And how much information do I have to give at the application stage? And that's where they're collecting droves of information about people that would be required if you had a legitimate job offer, but it's not required at the application stage. And they will keep asking. They will keep asking for more and more information until you decide, oh, wait, this doesn't sound right. And one of the kind of key indicators that we saw with people that when they would notice, this doesn't sound right, is that after the thieves had asked for and obtained things like social security number, address and phone number, email address, bank account information, all of that type of sensitive data, they're then asking people for their ID.me login. And for the folks that don't know what ID.me is, it's a verification platform, they would be instructed to create an account and share that information. And for other folks, they would be instructed to share it if they already had an existing account. And that was a trigger for people where they just went, okay, this doesn't sound right. Why would an employer need that information? And that's how they discovered that this actually wasn't a legitimate job offer or even a legitimate position that was available. It's just a scam. And I just gave all of my information away to these scam artists.
I'm assuming that because so much of this happens online and probably sometimes in other parts of the globe, that's what makes it so hard to crack down on these predators.
Those are two of the factors. And it's the scale of it. We don't have the resources to go after them and to vet all of these postings. They're coming in from all of these different places. So I do think that everybody has a role here. We as individuals who are on the job hunt have an obligation to do some checking, especially if you didn't initiate the conversation. Some incoming text message that says, hey, I'm a recruiter and I saw you're looking for this type of job. They will often, again, be mimicking the legitimate company name, a legitimate employee at the company, but you're not actually talking to that person. So I would tell people if it's a company, Google the company, look at, are they hiring? Do they have these positions posted on their website? And if you see positions that aren't posted on the website as being open positions, that's a huge red flag. But I would also go a step further and reach out through the company's legitimate website and ask, is this you? Were you reaching out? Do you have recruiters actively working and looking to fill these positions? And that way you can at least verify if you're actually talking to the company. And I would also encourage companies to police the bigger job boards, the LinkedIns and the Glassdoors, and looking at them going, is our company being misused? Are we being the tool, the instrument of a scam? And then letting people know, doing a scam alert, putting it on your website, something of that nature, just so you can help the public to understand it's not the company's fault if a scammer is trying to leverage the trust that the company has built. Absolutely not. But if they could take those couple of steps, I think that it would help people to at least catch the easier ones and know, oh, that's not a legitimate job offer. I shouldn't even engage.
Where can people get more information about your organization and get some tips for help?
I encourage everyone to reach out to us. They can visit our website at idtheftcenter.org. They can call our toll-free number. It's actually staffed by real people, real advisors. If you have a recovery issue and you need a recovery plan because your identity has been misused, if you've received some kind of incoming communication and you don't know how to verify it's legitimate, you can call us. The toll-free number is 888-400-5530, but you can also live chat on our website. And again, you'll be talking to a real person and just share with them what you are personally experiencing, and they can give you a tailored plan to either recover your identity or verify the legitimacy of that communication.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
It was my pleasure. I'm so glad we're helping some folks.